Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I sit down with Commission Assistant for the City of Fort Lauderdale, District 2, Ashley Casacito-Certival. On the episode, Ashley and I talk about how she stumbled on studying political science, what it means for her to serve, and the importance of persevering. It's an awesome conversation. Let's get to it. Well, I am back and excited to be here with another episode and to be here with another guest. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So just about every show, this is how I kind of start, to give context to everybody listening, watching from anywhere in the world and in the car and at home and wherever that you this may find you. But can you give us a little context around what you do on a day-to-day basis? And then we'll jump into, you know, how you got there, where you're going, hopes, dreams, and aspirations on this wonderful journey for this episode. So what is it that you do on a day-to-day basis?
Okay. So on a day-to-day basis, during the day, I work for the City of Fort Lauderdale as a commission assistant for Commissioner Stephen Glassman in District 2, where we really work with our neighborhoods and we talk to them and we come up with community projects to benefit those communities within our city. So it's great. Like every day is something new. You get to really get to know the people that you serve and you get to bring different projects to life, whether it's fixing a streetlight or revitalizing a park, or welcoming a new business into the area. It's just a wonderful thing to work for the city and to try to work with our neighbors to just make things improve for the whole city of Fort Lauderdale, especially in our district.
Mm-hmm. No, that's really, really important work. And one thing before we're going to dive into a lot of things here, but as you were talking and you mentioned a couple of things, you know, like fixing a streetlight or, this, that, the other, putting on this event, that event. And I think I would imagine, you know, from somebody outside looking in that the work that you do, you know, within the community, a lot of it is work that maybe is extremely important, but may not be noticed. And is that the case that you find, but it has great impact in terms of like, I think the average person may not feel like, okay, if I'm driving down the street and the street light's out, who fixes it? All of a sudden it's out one day, then it's fixed, you know? And so what does that mean to you to kind of be able to be in a position to where you can really make that impact that I think is a good thing when people don't notice it, because that means you guys are doing your job of creating that good, strong community. So what does that mean to you to be in a role where you can create that good, strong community?
So for me, it's everything, because I feel like you said, the average person doesn't realize how much government touches and how it impacts people's lives day to day, whether it's a pothole or a street light or fixing a water leak. It depends on a day to day. And a lot of people don't realize that. A lot of the times it's your local elected officials in your cities and your counties that are really the people that are listening and working on those things. A lot of people focus on the presidential elections, but the president is going to fix your roads and streetways. It's us, but we're always here and we're always listening. And the cool thing is trying to educate the public that we want to hear from our neighbors. All of our meetings are open to the public. You can present public comments. We have boards and committees where we want our neighbors to put an input on things that affect us day to day, like homelessness or public art or infrastructure, or even making boating safer on our waterways. It's incredible to see how much our city does for our community. And it's great to see how many people of the public know that and are putting in that input. As we touch base with our neighborhoods, like we go to neighborhood association meetings, we go to civic association meetings, and sometimes we just go and listen to what they have to say. And we take that back to staff and we're like, okay, they have lights out in this park. This street needs to be prepared. This community wants a sidewalk. And we kind of work with those communities to see the type of place that they want to live in, you know, clean parks, clean beaches, and it's really powerful to see a community come together like that. And I hope we can continue to work with our neighbors and alongside them to make sure that we're creating the kind of community that's welcoming to them and welcoming to people that visit us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you touched on is so important with the idea of absolutely, you know, the presidential, the statewide government, all that stuff is really, really important, you know, to be knowledgeable about and, you know, get involved in as well. But you can really have the impact is really right in your backyard, you know, which I think is really, really cool. And I'm sure, you know, you all share this with many of, you know, various places around, you know, with that idea of saying, hey, you know, if you need something changed, you need help, there are people, you know, that are there that want to help and, you know, want to get involved. So that's awesome. So looking now, we're going to go back a little bit. We're going to bounce. We're hopping in the time machine, bouncing back, bouncing forward, bouncing back again. So, you're in this, you know, citywide governmental role right now. And, back in college studied American history, or excuse me, American studies. And then, you know, which is like we talked about just prior to recording, now more commonly known as political science. So was this realm getting into government, getting into, you know, this kind of landscape, something that you got into in school? Cause you mentioned also coming into school, being undecided. What was that whole, evolution like for you to kind of get interested in this field?
Yeah. So in high school, I feel like everybody wants you to know what you're going to study and have everything figured out. And I remember my senior year of high school, everyone was like, where are you going to school? What are you studying? What are you going to be when you grow up? And I honestly had no idea. At my high school, they had seniors design senior tiles that they put up with where they were going to school or like what they envisioned their future to look like. And I never did mine. And I just left mine blank because I was so nervous and I didn't know what I was going to be or what my future was going to look like. I got accepted into Lynn and I kind of took a leap of faith because I didn't even know if going to school was for me at the time. I was like, okay, I'm going to give it a semester. And if I don't like it, I could leave or I could consider other options. But I got there and we had peer mentors and I still talk to my peer mentors to this day. They were Ronnie Sumner and Carol Hertz. And I told them how nervous I was and they were like, you're going to be okay. You belong here. We're going to take you to the involvement fair. We're going to get you involved in clubs and activities. And they were great. And I'm really glad that I had them there, especially those first couple weeks, because I was really nervous. Going into school and decided, luckily I had Dr. Watson's class as one of my, I believe it was one of the dialogues of learning. And I had him and we did a history trivia thing and I did really well in it. And he talked to me after class and goes, Ashley, why aren't you majoring in this? Mm-hmm. And he was like, you're so good at this. He said, you should make this your major. You should try. So then I met with him during office hours and I kept doing well in the class. And I said, you know what, maybe I will make this my major. And then I told my mom I was going to make it my major. And she was like, what? And she talked to him on the phone. He was like, yeah, Ashley's really good at this. And he's like, I think she has like a promising future in this. So I did make it my major and I really did enjoy the classes. And I felt for the first time, I really felt like I found like something I was really interested in learning about.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did your mom think you were going to major in? Why did that take her by such surprise?
I have no idea. I think we were all just trying to figure it out. I mean, because I don't think any of us really knew at the time.
And so kind of going back to those first couple of weeks, because I think this is something that everybody, you know, regardless, you could be the most confident person in the world But you know, when you're going into a new environment, especially like college or new job, anything like that, there are going to be those nerves, those jitters, everything like that. So going back into those first couple weeks, you know, what were some of the things that you were nervous about? Was it going into the new environment? Was it adjusting? What were some of those things that you were nervous about?
I think one of the things is I was moving to a new state where I didn't know anyone else that was in the area or going to that school. And I think that made me nervous. And then the other thing was trying to figure out, you know, where I was headed in my life at the time, because I didn't know what I was studying. I didn't know what I wanted to pursue career wise. And then it's, you know, trying to figure that stuff out and then getting a course schedule and trying to figure out where your classes are. You're trying to meet new people. You're trying to remember where the dining hall is and where all the other things are. And I think those are all general things that I believe that everybody goes through, but not everybody wants to say that they're going through that at the same time. So you're looking at other people and you're like, oh, wow, they're so confident. They already have it together. But now looking back on it, I don't think anybody had it together at that time. And I think sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith and you have to give yourself time to reset and get used to the new environment.
Absolutely. And I think to your point, if we looked at the class tile ceilings, you know, through a realistic lens, a lot of them, I'm sure, you know, or you look at, you know, more people's, a lot of them, you know, would have blank tiles too, you know, because you may know, you know, even if you know, hey, I know where I'm going to school, or I know what, you know, what job I'm going to get into right after graduation, you have a couple things figured out, there's still a lot that's unknown. And I think that's not at all a bad thing, but it is definitely an overwhelming thing. And I think it's important to allow yourself to feel like, hey, this is a lot, or I am nervous to say that, like you mentioned, a lot of people go through it. Not a lot of people say it, you know, whether it's even, you know, whether it's verbalizing to somebody else or even just saying it to yourself, I think is such a big piece, in allowing yourself to grow through, you know, that kind of time. Now kind of going back to Dr. Watson there, I think that it's one thing to have the professor, you know, approach, say, hey, I think this is really good. You know, that's all he can do, or that's all, you know, a professor can do is say, hey, encourage you. I think you should really do this. But ultimately it's up to you. It was up to you to say like, yeah, you know, this is something that I think that I can pursue. And you talk about, again, before, you know, we started recording, you talked about this idea of showing up and the impact of that too. And so can you kind of touch on when you started getting into the studies, the impact that had on you of just saying, hey, this is an opportunity for me. Let me go ahead and explore it. I don't know where it's going to lead. But let me just check it out. What was that process like for you to kind of get into this program once you decided, hey, I'm going to major in political science?
Yeah. Once I got into the program, I really just loved the classes and I loved all of the speakers that came into the classes, because it really gave us insight on different types of government and kind of all of the things that government did and the history and how far along things have come. And I feel like I had never had anything that extensive or that relevant to how government can affect like your day-to-day life. I feel like normally when you learn about government, it's about the presidents or what happened in the wars and things like that. But I feel like the government that the speakers we were meeting were local officials or people in actual roles in our actual county and state. And I thought that was amazing. Another thing is when I was in school, we had the presidential debate, and Dr. Watson got me involved in volunteering in the debate. So it's funny because originally when I lived in New Jersey, I was a certified EMT. So I was certified in the state of New Jersey, and I had that on my debate volunteer application. So originally they were planning on putting me on security. And then the people that met me like planning the debate, they were like, okay, you're too small to be on security. Somewhere else. So they put me as like an NBC runner. And that was really fun because I got to work with NBC and reporters and the cameras and got to see how all of that stuff worked. And then I also got to ride in a golf cart and bring food to the people in security and stuff. And then we got to work the Morning Joe show at like 3 o'clock in the morning and work with the crew. It was a really interesting and fun experience. And I will never forget it. It was just a really interesting time and really seeing the behind the scenes on how that stuff actually works.
So in a way, you still, you know, you delivered food to the security, so you really did work for them too. As
I did. So I wasn't a guard. I did get to give them food.
Exactly. And that's, you can make the argument that's the most important role you could have played there, you know? So, but no, that's really, really cool. And I was thinking that you were at Lynn during that time and being political science. I'm like, there's no way you weren't involved some way, somehow in the presidential debate. Now, was it that, or was there, you know, that in a combination of other events or other speakers, was there a moment that you can kind of pin to, or a couple where you're like, okay, this is something that I think I really want to do as a career, you know, as you were going through the program?
Well, while I was at Lynn, we got to meet all the different speakers, and I really always enjoyed the ones that talked about elections and local government. After the debate, actually at the time, Lynn didn't require you to have an internship, but I talked to Dr. Watson. I said, I think I want to get more experience and I would like to find an internship. So he helped me find an internship with Representative Mark Pafford's office. And I think through that internship, I realized that I really did want to be in government, and I got to work with constituents that would call the office, and I got to work with Sue and Audrey and Alyssa, who actually worked in the office, and I got to see kind of what they were doing and how they were helping connect people to services, and I wanted to be a part of that. So I interned with them actually a lot longer. I was supposed to be with them for a semester, but then I ended up being with them for 2 years because I really liked it so much.
That's incredible.
I worked with them like a couple of days a week after classes.
So now you're getting the experience, you're getting the education side, you're learning about the government, you're learning about the local government too. You're getting involved in things like presidential debate, the internships, you know, with all these things. Now getting closer to graduation, looking into the job market, the great big beyond. You know, what was that time in your life like when you were getting close to graduation and saying like, okay, now here's another crossroads. What direction do I want to go in?
Well, the thing is, I was nervous because I had been interning for 2 years. I was finishing up my master's at Lynn because I was working at the school as a graduate assistant for student affairs, which was a lot of fun because I was always involved in clubs on campus, and I really enjoyed working with the students and seeing the campus programs come to life, and just the community that Lynn had is so special. I don't think I've ever seen a community like that quite anywhere else in like a school setting. So I will always have a special place in my heart for student life and the student community at Lynn. It's amazing. But I felt like my time was running out because I was like, I'm interning, I'm taking these classes, I'm going to get a degree, and I have to find a job. And I was applying and I was getting no's. And then I was like, okay, I'm going to take the no as next opportunity. I'm just going to keep trying and applying. And then I ended up getting a call from the supervisor of elections office because, well, one of my bosses from the internship had a birthday party, and they had employees from the supervisor of elections office at that birthday party. I talked to them and I told them I was looking for a job, and they said, oh, we have openings, you should apply. So I applied, and I was like, okay, I'm going to apply, but I don't know if they're going to call me, or I don't know if I'm going to get an interview. And then they called me, and I did. And I ended up working there for 3 years, and I got to really work with schools, registering students to vote and working with the communities, making sure that they were registered for vote by mail, making sure that people knew their voter information. And I actually created social media for the organization, because they didn't have any social media at the time. So we got a Facebook page, and that was a big deal, because my coworkers were like, oh my God, they let you make a Facebook page? And I was like, yeah, I guess this is happening now. But it was really a fun experience. And I loved working with the students at the schools for Voter Education Week and Constitution Day, and making sure that they were registered and kind of knew how a general election worked, how a primary worked, and doing like a mock election with the students was always a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm. So this is always something that I think interests me in. I think particularly with the stuff that you do now, because I continue to be fascinated by, what you said at the very beginning, the impact of, you know, the community government and the stuff on like the really local level. And so you look at something and you hear, you know, somebody say, hey, well, I'm not political, you know, so like, what impact can I have? You know, I don't like, this is just not, it's not a realm for me. What impact can I have? And so how do you go about sharing, you know, or letting somebody know, hey, your impact, your voice matters. You know, this is how you can get involved, in your local, your community, your state, your, you know, national level. How do you kind of have that conversation with somebody who's like, oh, well, I'm not political though.
It's so hard sometimes, because I feel like just how the media makes it and how society is now, they want to play politics like sports teams and be like, you're the blue team and you're the red team and we hate each other and it's all chaos. But the reality is that's such a small component of what's actually happening. And I always tell people that at the local level, we don't care about partisan politics. Like, for city council, like, you can't even like run as a Democrat or Republican. You're just running as a person. And I kind of wish that all positions were like that on some level, like that you're running as a person that wants to help your community as opposed to like being on like a team. But it's also trying to like let people know that they're like, I'm not political, but I'm like, do you care about your parks? Do you care about your beaches? Do you go to your local library? Do you like public art? Do you like to go to city parades and events? Because that's all local government and that's all political, whether you know it or not. So in one way, everything in some aspect is political. And I know a lot of people, they see the news and they get discouraged, and it's tough because you see a lot of bad things happening, or you see a lot of mudslinging happening on both sides, and you kind of have to tune that out and try to look and be like, okay, what's happening in my neighborhood? What's happening in my state? And, you know, maybe looking at those things and being like, okay, what can I do to help the situation, or what can I do to put input in my situation, or really look and be like, what do I want to see? And kind of Google who your local person is and reach out to them and be like, hey, like, this street light's out, or why don't we have a local coffee shop in our neighborhood, or different things. And a lot of people don't even know they can do that. But I think through education and through really effort, like from the cities and really just communicating with our neighbors that we want that kind of input, I think it makes all the difference. And so I know it's hard to tone out all the noise, but I feel like there are a lot of good things happening, even though we hear about the bad stuff or the complicated stuff all the time. But even at the state level, like I don't work at the state level, but you can make change. There are citizen petitions you can sign. Like I'm a volunteer doing a citizen petition to get the 6-week abortion ban overturned in our state. So we're trying to get signatures. So far, volunteers around the state, we've collected 600,000 signatures to get pro-choice on the ballot in 2024 in Florida. We have to hit 900,000 by December 15th to get it up for a vote in November of 2024. So we've been volunteering our time on weekends or whenever we can, talking to people to get people to sign. But that's a way you can say, if you don't like something, I'm going to speak up and I'm going to work to try to create that change.
So it does make a difference. I think that really is the coolest thing, something that often gets overlooked. I mean, you're here, you're living proof that there's somebody on the other side of the phone, the email, the line, the desk that is there to answer and to want to help, which I think is so cool and so important to know. And why is it so important to you to serve, to be in that position?
Well, I think it's important because I want to be a part of what's going on locally. And I've always wanted to make some kind of an impact while I'm here. And I want to try to leave things better than when I found them, if that makes sense. So I've always wanted to help people in any way I can. And you know, I can see the gaps, and sometimes I can see gaps in services or gaps that are happening within different communities. And I want to try to connect the dots to plug away at those gaps so that everybody feels seen and heard, and that we can really accomplish things that are going to benefit everybody.
No, I love that. I love that. Now, kind of looking forward, like we're saying, we're bouncing all different directions in this time machine, you know, looking forward a little bit. You know, what are some goals that you have, you know, professionally, either in the role that you have now, or, you know, something that you're looking to accomplish, you know, as your career continues to unfold?
So, well, I've had some like really, I don't know, I feel really good about where I'm at right now. And I feel like I've grown so much since Lynn, from when I walked into that door to where I am now. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to have had the college and graduate experience that I had. And, you know, now I'm married. I have a cat. I never thought I would have a cat, but I rescued her during COVID, and I'm like an official, you know, cat owner. And I became a homeowner, which it was with everything. I kept trying to like figure out whether I was ever going to be able to own a home with all the prices and the insurance going up and all of those obstacles. So I'm thankful for that, and to have a job that I get to see my impact every day. I'm grateful for all of that. I recently applied to serve on a board for Friends for Foster Children. So I'm going to see if I get accepted on that board. But if I do, we're going to be helping foster families and helping, trying to provide services and items like Thanksgiving baskets and things for those families. So I hope I do get accepted on the board, but I'll let you know But I Please. Sent in my application today, but so we'll see what happens there. But really, I just want to continue to serve and help in the capacity that I am, or probably maybe in a higher capacity that can help provide more services to our city or possibly later on our county. But we're just going to keep going. And I would love to get the initiative on the ballot. I'll let you know after December, because that's when we have to turn everything in. But I really hope we can get that on the ballot, and I really hope it goes through, because I feel like everyone should have the choice to make their own medical decisions.
Absolutely. And all I got to say is you're going to need a much bigger tile to decorate with all the things you got going on, you know, in your life now, all the things you're accomplishing and, you know, working towards. And it's really, really incredible work. But before we wrap up, there's one more thing we got to do. It's time to cash out, where you leave us with your most valuable piece of advice, lesson learned, biggest tip, biggest trick that you've collected along the way to leave us with a little extra money as we hit the road. So what do you have for us today?
Okay. So here's what I have for you. Okay. When you get to your senior year of school, it's okay to not have everything figured out right away. A lot of people don't stay in the same profession forever. So don't be afraid to try new things. Don't be afraid to apply. Don't let the experience on those job applications scare you. Keep trying and applying. If you get a no, take it as a next opportunity and continue to apply, because the only time you fail is if you stop trying. Also, if you're interested in a topic or in a certain field, you know, look at organizations that you like. Show up to their events, show up to young professional or networking events, and try to meet people, because half the battle is showing up and sometimes making contact with that person and just letting them know you're applying. That can make all the difference.
I love it. I love it. Beautiful. We covered a lot. There's a lot of valuable information through and through. And Ashley, I can't thank you enough for coming on today. This is awesome. And it really, really, really is so cool to see and hear about the impact that you're making each and every single day, and so many other people like you in their communities. So, you know, if you're living in these communities, reach out, talk. Your voice matters. Ashley's here to prove it. So thank you so much again for coming on today.
No, thank you so much for having me. And if you ever need me for anything, or if any of the students need any advice or just someone to talk to, please give them my info. I want to make sure that all of our Lynn students are successful. And just thank you for having this podcast and for letting me be on and share kind of what I'm doing with you. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate that you're trying to put all out all of this advice into the world to help people.